ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो Chapter 18, Text 10. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Satyam Vayam Boho Vanagochara Mrigaha Yushmadidam Mrigaye Gramasimhan Na Mrityupashaye. Pratimuktasya Viraha Vikattanam Tava Grinanti Abhadra. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Satyam Vayam Bho Vanagochara Mriga. Satyam Vayam Bho Vanagochara Mriga. Yushmad Vidam Mriga Ye Grama Simham. Namrityupashaya pratimuktasya vira vikatanam tavagrinantya padra. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Satyam Vayam Bho Vanagochara Mriga. Yushmad Vidam Mrigaye Grama Simha. Amrityupashaya Pratimuktasya Vira. Vikatanam Tavagranantya Bhadra. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Satyam Vayam Bho Vanagochara Mriga. Yushmad Vidam Mrigaye Grama Simha. Namrityupashaya Pratimuktasya Vira. Vikatanam Tavagrinantya Bhadra.
Yeah.
Someone else can chant. Ladies. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Satyam, indeed, Vayam, we, Poho, oh, Vanagochara, dwelling in the forest, Mrigaha, creatures, Yushmat Vedam, like you, Mrigaye, I am searching to kill, Grama Simhan, dogs, na, not Mrityupashaye, by the bonds of death. Pratimuktasya, of one who is bound. Vira, the heroes. Vikatanam, loose talk. Tava, your. Grananti, take notice of. Abhadra, O mischievous one. Translation: the Personality of Godhead said, indeed, we are creatures of the jungle, and we are searching after hunting dogs like you. One who is freed from the entanglement of death has no fear from the loose talk in which you are indulging, for you are bound up by the laws of death. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Demons and atheistic persons can go on insulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they forget that they are subjected to the laws of birth and death. They think that simply by decrying the existence of the Supreme Lord or defying His stringent laws of nature, one can be freed from the clutches of birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that simply by understanding the transcendental nature of God, one can go back home, back to Godhead. But demons and atheistic persons do not try to understand the nature of the Supreme Lord. Therefore they remain in the entanglement of birth and death. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Satyam Bhayam Bho Vanagochara Mraga Yushmad Vidhan Mrigaye Grama Simhan Namarcha Pashaya Pratimuktasya Vira Vikatanam Tava Granantya Bhadra. So this is Lord Varaha speaking to Hiranyaksha. Lord Varaha, Varaha means boar, is one of the incarnations of the Lord. Today is the anniversary of His appearance day. He appeared on this day very long time ago. The Lord is one. There's one God, not many gods. Although the Lord is one, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navajovanam Cha. Still, He appears, that one Lord appears in many different forms or incarnations. Ete Changsa Kalapungsam Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam Indrayi Vyakulam Lokam Ridyanti Yuge Yuge. The one Lord is Lord Shri Krishna. And from that one Lord, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasava Britya, all other living creatures, whether they are Tatastha Shakti or Svangsa or Vibhinangsa or Shakti Tattva, different expansions, they're all servants of the Lord, of Lord Krishna. When there are disturbances in the material world, the Supreme Lord Krishna deals with those disturbances through His different incarnations. He doesn't directly deal with them. They are His expansions, Kala, or Angsa, or Angshangsha, expansions of the expansions. And sometimes He empowers Shaktyavesh, His jiva souls, to act on His behalf. He empowers them with His own Shakti. But Lord Varaha is the same Lord Krishna. The Lord has appeared in a particular form which is just suitable for the task at hand. In this case, there was a son of Diti. Diti, wife of Kasyapa, had become carried away by temporary lust and indulged in union at an inauspicious time with her husband. Because of that, at the time was Lord Shiva was passing, at the time Sandhya, so there's not supposed to be union at that time. But they disregarded that. There are certain times that are auspicious for certain things, and there are certain times that are inauspicious for certain things. So that was an inauspicious time for copulation. But disregarded, and as a result, the pregnancy came, but two tremendous demons were put in the womb. So Hiranyaksha, always looking for gold. Hiranya means gold, Aksha means eyes. He was simply interested in gold. That means he was interested in sense gratification in this material world, and sense gratification in the material world begins with gold. One wants to have as much wealth as possible because with wealth, then he can attract women and have good opportunity for sense gratification. Without money, as Chanakya Pandit said, everything is spoiled. Dridra, Shunya, everything is spoiled. So, gold. And it so happens that the earth is a very good place to find gold. So, he wanted to get as much gold as possible, and he began excavating gold on earth. As a result, he was very powerful, just like nowadays also. They're very powerful, maybe not as powerful as Hiranyaksha, but they can do different types of explosives. If they want to get some gold, they can explode a mountain, or at least part of a mountain, do some digging into the earth. It's like, for oil, black gold, they're willing to do tremendous excavation, digging, probing. And Hiranyaksha was also interested in gold, but in the course of his digging, the earth became dislodged. And somehow fell down into the Garbhodak Ocean. So, it went down to the bottom. It's a very thick and solid ball. So just as a stone, if you put a stone in water, it sinks. So the earth sank. But the earth is the home for so many living entities. And not only that, but there is the goddess of earth also, Bhumi. So the earth needed to be rescued. Lord Krishna advented himself in a form that was suitable for lifting the earth out of the from the depths of the Garbhodak Ocean. And it's described as being a filthy place down at the bottom. And the creatures that are expert in going into filthy places is the hog, Varaha. So he invented himself as a gigantic hog with a long snoot and tusks. And he went down into the water and picked up the earth and lifted it out on his tusks. As he was coming out, the demon Hiranyaksha approached him in an angry mood. He had already approached Varuna and asked for a fight because he wanted to fight. He was always angry and interested in exploiting, defeating others, conquering, imperialistic. Now he was going into the realm of the water, so he wanted to defeat the lord of the waters, Varuna. But Varuna declined because he knew how powerful Hiranyaksha was. So the demon approached Lord Varaha, began calling him ill names. The name Vanagochara is used here. You are a creature of the forest, hogs, Vidvaraha, or yes. So he wanted to, first of all, insult him, and he asked for a fight. And so then the Lord, he put down the earth, and by his own potency, he arranged for the earth to float. And then he took up the fight with Hiranyaksha. Here he's returning the abusive talk, and not exactly abusive, it's true that when it comes to fighting, no mortal creature can defeat the Lord. So just like a big boar can defeat many hunting dogs, so the Lord challenged him, and that I'm going to defeat you. So they fought, and the Lord was victorious. He saved the earth, and the demon was killed. So when the Lord appeared in the form of a boar, it was not a material form. The form of the Lord, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. It's not made of matter. That means that in the spiritual world, there are forms and there are activities. Wherever the Lord appears, that place becomes transcendental. Even if he appears in the material world, it becomes transformed into the spiritual atmosphere. Because Krishna is transcendental, and anything that he comes in contact with becomes also transcendental, just as fire transforms other places into fire. If the fire is very strong, then anything that comes in touch with fire becomes also fire. In that sense. So the earth is very fortunate to have been touched and rescued by the Supreme Lord. And even the Lord was so kind to Goddess Bhumi that he, this was part of his sport, his pastime with her. So The Lord has different pastimes. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Dharma samstap anartaya sambhavam yuge yuge. In order to annihilate the miscreants as well as to protect the devotees, Krishna says, I invent myself millennium after millennium. Now, such pastimes are difficult for the non-devotee class to understand. They would think this is nothing more than a mythological tale. They would say there's no such thing as talking boars, and there's no such thing as fights. Although it's still, even though they might say that, we notice that the people are interested in such things. If they don't know about the Vedas, then they create their own stories, fiction, and they have them fighting in space and different things. Where does that inclination come from? It comes from the fact that there really are such things, that there are intergalactic wars. It's not mistaken. All these things that we're looking for in terms of adventure and mystic powers, they create many movies, and the people or the creatures have mystic powers, or they make animated shows, talking animals. And it's very popular. They use it for the children and for themselves. There's no need to concoct something, because these things are already existing in reality. And they can be presented in a dramatic way. In other words, the story of Lord Bor can be depicted by using different technology. And then that technology and all those who create it become benefited. Everyone who watches it becomes benefited. We can paint pictures just like we have some paintings in our books, and we can make more pictures. Everything can be used to glorify the Lord. The important point here is that when the Lord appears, that is a wonderful event, a wonderful festival. And everyone should pay their obeisances and offer prayers to the Lord. Actually, the Lord appeared at the prayers of the devotees, because the devotees were very upset by this demon. He was terrorizing all the universe. Sometimes the demons become very powerful. That's another story, how the demon in his previous situation was actually one of the servants of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. And it sometimes happens that the Lord likes to fight, mock fight. And so when he chooses to fight, he selects some of his devotees to play the part of the adversary. The superficial reason for the boar incarnation was that he was cursed, that these two gatekeepers were cursed by the Kumaras. Four Kumaras are boy sages. They went to Vaikuntha to see the Lord, but they were stopped at the seventh gate. And because of that, they were cursed. And the curse was that they would have to come to the material world and take birth three times as demons and fight with the Lord. So it wasn't that they were independently as powerful as they were. It was an arrangement of the Lord. So they came, Jai and Vijay, and took birth as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. When Hiranyaksha was terrorizing the world, the devotees began praying to the Lord, "Please come and save us." This is the demigods and the sages. When there's difficulty, they approach the Lord. When the demons have difficulty, they think that they can solve the problem themselves. Just like now, the difficulty of death is there. So the non-devotees are trying by their own strength to conquer death. They think maybe we'll go to other planets. We can escape that way, or through different means of medicine or biology, microbiology. Somehow or other we will escape death. That's what the non-devotees try to do. But the devotees, they just pray to the Lord, as always, that my Lord, whether I live or whether I don't live, simply let me engage in your devotional service. But sometimes, as part of a pastime, especially the demigods, they do become afraid. A pure devotee is never afraid, but those who are not on the pure devotee platform, they may be afraid. Just like we see that Prahlad Maharaj, a pure devotee, he did not request the Lord to come to protect him. He was prepared, Narayana para sarve nukataschana bibhiti, svarga pavarga darakeshu apitu yata darshana. He was prepared to accept the sufferings inflicted by his father. But the demigods, they often pray to the Lord for protection. Someone may say, well, what about in Vrindavan? The devotees there also prayed for protection from Lord Krishna. But that's in the part of the lila or the pastime that they're showing their love for Lord Krishna and he wanted to protect them. So when the Lord heard the prayers of the demigods and sages, he appeared in a unique way. He appeared out of the nostril of Lord Brahma. First he came out as a little small like a little insect. And then he became situated in the sky and began to grow and expand until he became like a gigantic elephant. And then he, but not just an ordinary boar. Ordinary boars are not very attractive. But this boar was all beautiful. We may have a difficult time understanding how a boar could be so beautiful, but the Lord is transcendentally pleasing in all circumstances. We have to put aside material considerations. So they realize that this must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead responding to their prayers. And so they said, please dispatch him as quickly as possible because the time is going quickly, and when it becomes dark, this demon will get more strength. So please finish him now. So then the Lord responded by making transcendental sound. They also were making transcendental prayers to the Lord. Just like the Maha Mantra, it's the sound vibrated by the devotee. It means, O my Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. And then that mantra is offered to the Lord. And then the Lord also appears. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binnadvam Nami Namino. He appears in the form of the holy name to deliver the devotees. So we can learn from this pastime the importance of chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare Hare. Then the Lord will appear. In the Kali Yuga, we do not expect that the Lord will appear again as Varahadev, even though the earth is also in trouble again because of the demons exploiting the earth. In fact, taking so much oil out, it may even dislodge the earth from its proper position, out of balance. But we don't expect Lord Varaha to come again in Kali Yuga. But the Lord has come in Kali Yuga, the same Lord, in his form as Gaurahari, Lord Gauranga, Chaitanya Dev. And he has given the process of deliverance for the earth, and that is the chanting of the holy names. So it is the duty of the devotees to vibrate the holy names as broadly, as loudly as possible, and then the whole earth will be saved from its terrible condition. It has fallen. We can see that the people of earth have fallen down into the lowest dregs of existence, living like animals, behaving like animals, barking dogs. The Lord here, he describes hunting dogs. So, but in Kali Yuga, the Lord doesn't appear to kill them, but rather to deliver them and make them into devotees. That is the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are very thankful that the Lord has appeared in this age to save everyone. Thank you very much. think we'll stop there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.